Dreamscape presents The Unwelcomed Child by V.C. Andrews, narrated by Elizabeth Cottle. Prologue. Religious icons in gold, with dark red backgrounds, or in silver and pewter, hung on almost every wall in my grandparents' modest two-story Queen Anne home just outside the hamlet of Lake Hurley, New York. They were especially prominent in my small bedroom at the rear of the house. Almost every year, my grandmother added another one on my walls, pounding the small nails to hang them on as if she thought she was pounding them into my very soul. I wouldn't have complained, even if I could. Almost anything dressed up the room, especially anything with any color. It had dull gray-brown walls in desperate need of a new paint job or wallpaper, a saucer-shaped ceiling light fixture with a weak bulb to save on electricity, and a standing lamp on a brass pole with an anemic yellowing white shade that I had to use for my desk lamp. The floor was charcoal-painted cement with a 6x8 well-worn olive-green area rug vacuumed to the point where the floor showed through in some places. The rug had been in the living room when my grandparents first bought the house, now close to 35 years ago. It was easy to see that my room was not meant to be a bedroom. There was no window. The only fresh air came from a vent near the ceiling and the open doorway. The door had been removed 15 years ago so that my grandmother could look in to see what I was doing anytime she wanted. The room was originally designed to be a storage room. The holes in the walls where the shelves